Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, I want to get straight into today's episode by asking you a question. When you observe, see, follow success, successful people, do you look on them with intimidation, doubt, fear, possibly frustration? Or do you look on them and think, wow, absolute respect, but what got them there? Are you interested in their characteristics, their behaviors? Are you interested in what they do daily, how they perform daily? Or going back to the original part of the question, do you feel intimidated? Do you feel like you can't get there? Do you feel it's not for you? Well, today's episode, episode number 66, is called 10 Powerful Habits for Success in Business and in Life. And I'll tell you why I've created today's podcast. I've spent a decade developing my powerful habits. The habits that I live by, the habits that I am very, very conscious of, and habits that are that much of a part of me that they are automatic and they just get better over time. Because how I was 10 years ago and who used to follow my stuff and read my stuff and engage with my stuff is very different to today. And that's not just happened as a result of time. It's all been created. You see, so many coaches out there look at successful people, look at people that are further on than them and think, I'm never going to get there. It's just not possible. There's a lot of doubt within themselves. And in my early days as a coach, I didn't think like that. I thought, you know, I want to be there. I want to get to that place. But those that are ahead of me, they do some things very, very well. I used to look at presenters and people writing. And instead of just looking at the content or listening to the content, it would be like, you know, what is it about them? What is it very clear in some of the stories that they talk about, the journeys that they've been through, that they have picked up? What have their mentors taught them? You know, the questions I used to ask when I used to hire somebody for a consult was, you know, what's your greatest mentor ever taught you? What are some of the things that you do on a day-to-day basis that allows you to be so productive and motivated? People don't ask those questions nowadays. They ask questions like, you know, how do we improve mitochondrial function, or, you know, the depth of the biomechanics, which again are important questions relevant to the person that's teaching the subject. But if you want to improve in business and in life, the knowledge you have in your respective field is very, very important. But who you are and what habits you live by and what habits you create amongst yourself, or within yourself and your world, are ultimately going to be the habits that lead to more success in business, lead you to be a happier person in life, and attract the things that you want. Habits form a huge part of what I teach. You know, I mentor a lot of people all over the world. I run my business mastermind. And whilst people might think the business mastermind, I'm fearful, you know, I'm in a room with people that are knowing a hell of a lot more than me and are doing a lot more than me. And the answer is no. They're all people that have the fear of standing still. They want to progress, but they know that they don't have the things that are going to get them there. So that they come and see me and they learn them. And so I thought today, let me stop for a second and cover some of the key things that I actually cover when I work with coaches and I mentor them through this process to ensure that they're stuck in place. And that's the powerful habits. Because without powerful habits, we slip back into old habits. The habits that make us frustrated that we're standing still, that we're not progressing, that we're not moving forward. And so over the years, I've watched these habits and I've adapted them. Every single one I'm going to take you through on these lists right now, I either reaffirm to myself at some point during every week, or they are so automatic and ingrained in me, it's just who I am. If you see me and you see my confidence and my happiness, and point number one is you see my high energy, I am conscious of my energy around people. Because I don't want to come across down and flat and low energy. I have energy. But interestingly enough, people that I used to coach with me in the early days would say, you know, where do you get your energy from? And I get my energy because I was so focused on who I want to help. I know I wanted to, what I wanted to do. I loved what I did. But I've done a decade of personal development and personal growth. And, you know, you guys follow me. You guys know how much I see personal development as shaping the person that you want to become. And the person you want to become isn't going to happen overnight. You know, it's not going to happen automatically, should I say. It's something you got to work at, just like these habits. So number one is high energy. You know, people that have powerful habits have high energy. Initially, you have to be very aware of the environment that you create around you, how positive you are, how happy you are, how you make other people feel. And if you don't, then you need to spend a little bit of time working out why you feel like that. You know, in a room full of people that are more successful than you, we're not going to go in and go, hey, I know all this and I know all that. What you can do is be engaging and stand up tall and talk to people and have energy. And then learn how to be more positive, more happy. And that means spending time on yourself. Which, you know, if we look at the habits that people have who are successful, they do spend time on getting them right as people. And understanding and evaluating why they're not in the place that they want to be, and then learning the habits that will take them forward. Number two, accountability. People that are successful have people that they hold themselves accountable to. Only yesterday, I had 2 hours on the phone to one of my mentors. This is where I'm not. This is where I want to get to. What's your ideas? What am I not doing? What can I promise you I'll do in the next 3 weeks and come back to you when it's accomplished? There needs to be accountability. Your clients are hiring you for accountability. Where's your accountability? And that's such an important thing. It's a habit that they have. They look out for people to hold themselves accountable to. Everybody that I mentor, everybody that comes on my business mastermind, at the beginning of every business mastermind is, you promised to do this last month. Show evidence of the fact that you've done it. Now, most of us have seen that in the closed Facebook group that we're working. We've seen people ticking off the lists and sharing their big wins. But if you've got no one to hold you accountable, you've got no one to talk to about your goals and your achievements, you're not going to move forward because you're not developing that habit. You haven't developed that habit. So who is holding you accountable? And who are you holding yourself accountable to is a habit that successful people live by. Number three, I hope you're taking notes here. People that have powerful habits are dedicated, committed, passionate learners. From the day that I started coaching, I've learned. I spent 2 hours this morning reading about marketing and sharing your stories and your journey. I'll share the book I was actually reading at the end of today. And I've committed tens of thousands of pounds, hundreds of thousands of pounds on traveling and learning and dedicating myself. A habit that highly successful people follow. They make time. They put in their diary when they're studying. If I ask you right now to open up your calendar for 2018 into 2019, where are your study courses? Where are you committing yourself to mentorship groups, Skype calls? Where are you committing yourself each day to read? I've moved the selection of my day around now to dedicate to learning and reading as opposed to getting stuck into calls. And I determine my day. If you're a coach, if you do clients, 6, 7, 8, have half an hour to read, put your mind in a book, commit yourself to doing it. But if you want to improve your life and your business, you have to dedicate more time to learning, and not just learning from a book. You got to get in front of successful people, more successful than you, and learn from them. Number four, those that have success have vision. They know clearly what it is that they want. They have a mission. The level of clarity that successful people work at in order to be able to help them progress is incredible. And one of the things that I watched in the early days, and something which I really, really focus on now for myself, is I focus on where I want to get to. And I used to listen to other people and say, always ask this question: what's next for you? Where are you headed? What are you working on? And people that were successful would literally just tell me straight off the bat, this is where we're going, this is what we're doing. I speak to personal trainers, I just want to get better. You know, where's your vision? I'm going to be here for 3 years and then I'm going to be here for another, do this. And then once I've studied that, this is the direction I want to go in. And when I speak to a lot of trainers, that's not the case. There's nothing there. And do you know what was very interesting? I read a section of a book this morning and it said that your mission is your competitive edge. It gives you power. It gives you high energy. It gives you focus. So if you haven't got a habit in your life of creating clear vision and a clear mission for yourself, you're going to be lost. You're going to lead to frustration on a day-to-day basis, or it's going to lead to frustration. So you need to master that. You know, and if I'm absolutely honest, at the start of my mentoring process or mastermind process, I really nailed that down. Because I have another three pillars I talk about: financial, structure and systems. I did it on a post recently. Marketing and operations, the three key areas to growing a bit better business. But it starts with number one. Like, there's four pillars: personal, financial, marketing, and operations. The first one, personal, is all to do with your mindset, your doubt, your fears, your habits. And if you don't have vision and you don't have clarity of where you're going, you can't create a financial structure. You can't build a business with a marketing strategy and operational systems and customer service, because it doesn't know where it's going. So you're just kicking your heels. So you need to develop a habit of having vision and a clear mission. Number five is powerful environments. Successful people choose powerful environments. Now, that's not to say on a day-to-day basis you always have to be in a powerful environment, but you could spend more time with people in powerful environments. You could travel and be in more powerful environments. I'll tell you right now, in the early days, my family have always been in and around London. I would jump on the train and I would come and spend time in nice areas of London. I'd go for coffee with my laptop in nice hotels. I'd spend time in powerful energy. You know, when I went on courses, I'd always stay in nice hotels. I would network around people that are doing successful things. Because the chances are I would get in those environments and listen to people. I wouldn't suddenly become successful because of those environments directly at the time. But it made me feel great. It made me feel like I could get somewhere. You know, personal trainers work in gyms. Some of you work in very plain gyms. That's fine. That's where you work. That's what you do. And that's where you help people. But what's your friends' network? Where do you go? What do you do? Are any of the things that you do on a day-to-day basis or weekly basis or monthly basis powerful in terms of their environments and the energy that's available to you there? Because if you're not putting yourself in those positive, powerful, strong, successful environments, you're not going to gain anything from them. So successful people, I used to listen to them. They would make sure that they traveled comfortably. They stayed in comfortable hotels. They would go for nice meals. I was listening to a podcast with Ed Milet the other day, and he was saying, do you know what? If you want to be more successful, experience the high life. You know, every so often, if you're in a position to pay first class, if you're in a position to have executive travel with taxes, if you're in a position to save up and go to a really, really nice hotel, a spa weekend, experience luxury, see what's ahead of you. Successful people do this on a frequent basis. They make sure they push the envelope a little bit, get in front of more people, ask more questions, spend more time in more powerful, successful environments. You will find that if you do that religiously for yourself, your expectations of yourself start to increase because you start to see, sniff, feel, smell that environment. Number six, I am known pretty well for my work ethic. I work bloody hard. I am podcasting, content, articles, blogs, marketing strategies. You know, my team at the gym in Nottingham know that I'm always looking at figures, always thinking of new ideas, always coming up with marketing initiatives. You know, my marketing team, Sarah, is incredible at helping me get better marketing strategies out, learn from my marketing strategies. You know, I'm forever trying to create new products and projects and ways to serve you guys more. But my work ethic is something that I've had to work harder at. It comes with having vision. It comes with having clarity because I know I'm on a mission and a vision. I have a vision of what I want to achieve. And when you know that, your work ethic becomes relentless. As a trainer, I did a post recently. Do you get to the end of the day and just finish the day? Or do you say, right, well, now I've trained my clients. That's part of my day done. But that's not all of my day done. That's part of my day. Now I've got to market my business. Now I've got to do the sales calls from people that have inquired during the day. You know, I've got to write content. A lot of coaches even go into the training sessions and don't set the work ethic. I'm going to be present with my client. I'm going to have positive energy. I'm going to be powerful. I'm going to make them feel great. I'm going to give them my energy. And you go above and beyond. But do you give that? Do you have that? You know, there is a time for us to back off and relax. We'll talk about that shortly. But when you're in the thick of work, you've got to go at it. Whether you give yourself breaks strategically. But, you know, I used to watch people and think, do you know, this is one of the things. In the early days, being a coach, especially in my first gym, I said, how do I become better known? I need to see what everybody's doing to start with. And so I watched what everybody was doing. There was very little content. There was very little marketing. There was no one writing about fitness in the local magazine. There was no one putting on free seminars. There was no one walking around the gym trying to sell personal training at a decent level. So I said, you know what, work ethic, it goes up. I write an article every 2 days on my blog post on Facebook and on my website. I write content on my social media panels. I go on the gym floor and relentless helping people. My work ethic was spoken about. Oh, there he is again. Every time I turn Facebook on, you're there. Every time I turn Instagram on, you're there. Every time I walk on the gym floor, you're helping people, you're serving people, you're coaching people. Yes. But guess what? What comes with that work ethic is rewarded. More people want to work with me. So I ask you now, in terms of your habits, do you have that work ethic? Because trust me when I tell you this. If you don't have it, if you make it a habit, if you start saying, right, what parts of my day are pretty slack? Which parts of my day could I work harder on? And then you start to be meaningful, conscious and aware of the effort and energy that you've got to put into that space of your day. Until it becomes part of what you do, who you are. You know, my wife knows. My brain's on work. When I switch off from work, my phone goes in a bag. Then I'm off. When I'm on a mission. Right? And I just won't stop. But I give myself dedicated switch-off times. As soon as I finish this podcast, I'm going to go and train. Phone goes down, don't answer any calls, don't look at messages, done. Now, number seven, powerful habits, personality. Now, I see this with people that are more successful, on their way to becoming more successful. They want more, they care more, they're kind, thoughtful. They listen, they're humble, they're respectful. And these are habits that people develop when they are grateful for what's come into their life. They are grateful for all of their experiences in life. They're happy. And this goes back to high energy. High energy and personality go hand in hand with personal development. Because we can learn psychology till the cows come home. We can learn how people make behaviors. But people have got to change who they are if they want more success. You, listening to this podcast right now, have to change who you are. We have to analyze which parts of our life are making us unhappy and commit the habit to change, to learn more. What do I need to do to be a better person? What do I need to do to be happier? What do I need to do to get up and start being kinder and caring? And I'll tell you one of the things for me. You know, I sculpted me and shaped me to be who I am today, and I'm happy with who I am. I ended up with a fantastic relationship, a beautiful wife. I love where I live. I love my gym. I love my team. There have been times where I've really struggled. But I've struggled because there was areas in my life I wasn't very happy with. And then when I actually broke that chain and said, where am I not happy? I changed. And I worked at those things that made me happy. But the habit of adapting your personality to learn parts of you that aren't going to be in line with being successful. I've asked many different professionals, successful people, why are you so happy? Why are you so kind? Why are you so generous? Why are you so humble? And it's who they are, one, but who you are is who you become. Because there's a conscious awareness. It's a choice of how you are behaving. And it's a habit every day that you want to be kind to people. So when you look to people, you ask questions. How are you? You listen to other people. It becomes a habit that you have to install initially. To listen and care and give back and do genuinely not necessarily want to sit there and talk about yourself the whole time. They're all habits. Consciously being aware of listening to people and knowing that you're not going to fire back all about you again. So personality is something that you can craft, develop. Watch other successful people. Ask them how have they adapted their personality to just not have doubt, stress, fear, frustration. You know, all of these things I'm going through with you right now, I shape everybody that I mentor. I make them aware of these. Your behavior, your personality, your vision, your powerful environments, your work ethic. Your accountability, where does that lie? All of these are habits that I introduce to people so I can give them the opportunity to change, to learn from me, to learn from my mistakes, and adapt them into the person that will lead to the powerful habits helping them more, have more success in business and life. I truly believe in relationships. Until you've created the person that you truly want to be in life, the right relationships won't come to you. I truly believe that the people with the wrong relationships have got into a relationship before they are the true version of themselves. A little bit of a diverge for you there, but I truly believe I spent my life creating me to be the person I want to be truly authentic, happy with myself, and I was gifted with the most beautiful person in the world, who happens to be the most caring, thoughtful, kind, driven, supportive, great human being that she is. But I spent many years crafting me with the personality, habits, and energy that I want to bring to me. And ultimately, that created that. So I truly believe that unless you practice the habit of creating you to be the perfect version of yourself by learning about the areas that you're struggling with, a lot of things in life aren't going to come to your way, and especially one of them being success. Number 8, systems focused. Habits, powerful habit, this one. You are dedicated to making sure your systems are in place, that there is structure, order, detail to everything that you do. If there is a lot of mess, there's no direction, there's no success. It's a muddle. So from the early days, one of the things that I've really come to learn is everybody talks about doing lots of things and not getting very far. It's true. Everybody talks about having no systems and structure in place. You lack order and direction in your life. It will stand you still. It will. I used to watch people and think, God, you know, when they're doing online coaching, it's so systemized. When they're doing email marketing, it's so systemized. When they're building websites out, it's so systemized. I tell you what, in the early days, I'll bypass that and try to do it this way. Never worked. So a performance from my perspective on a day-to-day basis, something that I do on a day-to-day basis is I refine my systems, I refine my processes, I make sure they are dialed down. And when they're not working, they're not sharp, I lock the doors down and focus on that one thing and get it right. Number 9, action-led. Action is one of the most important things that I teach when I mentor, when people come on my business mastermind. Are you taking action? Do you have targets, your goals? There's the accountability, that's a given. But are you actually taking action? Are you doing anything on a day-to-day basis? I used to just see people that would tell me, you know, oh, I'm doing this. And then I'd see them do it. And I'm like, shit, they're doing it again. Something else. I'm going to commit to putting my podcast out. You keep seeing it. Great. That's a commitment. It's an action. There's accountability to myself that the podcast will go out. It's an accountability to you guys telling you the podcast will go out. Telling you I'm going to write a new ebook, a new video program, an online course, set different courses, create a mastermind, a mentorship, whatever it may be. I tell people and then I take action. But when I watch people that aren't having success in life in their business, they're not. They're blaming too many situations and scenarios. You know, there was family problems. There was this problem. There was that problem. There's always going to be problems. But you still got to take action leading towards your goals, your dreams, your vision, and your mission. So we need to learn with action. When we say we're going to commit ourselves to do something, we do it. We hold ourselves accountable, and then we get the result that comes with it. And then number 10. Number 10 with the powerful habits for success is relax, recharge, refresh, re-energize. Do you know, I've not been good at this over the years. My brain's become locked. I've become starved of ideas. And when my biggest wake-up call was 5 years ago when I did a mindset month. And I traveled to Florida and had an apartment for a month. My brain became creative. It became alive, on fire. And I want to tell you right now that I've watched people who are struggling to progress and they don't take rest. It's not a rest from training and sitting at home, being bored. It's traveling, doing stuff. I used to actually combine my studying with traveling. I spoke to one of the guys that I mentored the other day, and he's traveling up towards Scotland, and he's going to travel around Scotland, and he's going to not take his phone, and he's going to do a challenge while he's there, a sporting event, but he's having 7 or 8 days off. Refresh, re-energize, refocus, realign. And so it needs to go in your diary. Something that I was reading recently, you know, and I've not done this in the past, and I will be, is it goes in the diary. What's the date you're going away? What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? And use that time to allow your brain to breathe. Allow that time to recharge and do great things with family, friends, relationships. And you know what? In the early days, guys, I didn't have deep and meaningful relationships. My family were the closest thing to me. I didn't have, you know, long-term relationships. Now, I get a chance to travel the world now with my wife, and that's the most amazing blessing. But you know what I did up to that point? I travel on my own. I used to love plane journeys and still do. No phone, no access to nothing. In fact, I came back from Abu Dhabi last year and you could use phones on the plane. And I didn't refresh, I didn't recharge, I didn't re-energize, even in that 8-9 hour flight. And it just reinforced to me that how powerful that break time is in your head that I hadn't taken advantage of. So some of these habits, many of these habits, in fact, I've learned over the years. I've watched other people. I've researched myself. I've implemented, more importantly, into my life. I do live by high energy. I have people that hold me accountable, and I want to hold you accountable too. So if you are going through this list and you know that the things that you need guidance and you need to work through, let me mentor you. Join me on my next Elite Business Mastermind and go through the 6-month process, install these habits, and watch how your life and your business changes. Dedicated to developing yourself, vision, powerful environment, strong work ethic, personality, kind, thoughtful, systems focused, action led, and someone that relaxes and allows themselves to recharge. All areas that I've learned, developed, put into who I am, and I live by them. I teach them to other people, and I want you to have them too, which is why I'm sharing them with you today. I mean this. I want you to get better. I want you to have everything that you've ever wanted. I want you to have a client portfolio of incredible results. I want you to earn more money. I want you to wake up fulfilled and happy doing what you're doing. I want you to have more people inquiring your services every single day. I want you, if you're in a position with your business right now, to scale it to earn more money. Now, I work with a lot of trainers that are earning between $2,000 and $6,000 a month, and they want to eventually get to that nice figure of 10K. How long will it take? What will you have to do? What do you have to put into place? Well, these powerful habits are a great place to start. Guys, I hope you found today helpful. And if you do want me to support your journey, you on your journey, and take you on the process myself, click the link in the iTunes link. Or now, just so you know, M10 Life has all of the podcasts. So you can go to m10life.com/podcast and you will see everything there, as well as the link to the Elite Business Mastermind. So guys, I hope today's been helpful. Please, as always, share the podcast on Instagram. Let me know what you thought of it. Let me know if it helped you. And I really look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care, guys.